This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. The Illinois House Higher Education Committee will meet on the SIU Carbondale campus to talk about SIU's budget allocation. The Higher Ed Committee's chairman is Representative Chris Welch, and he's in studio. Representative, thanks for coming in.
Hey, Jennifer, my pleasure. It's a little early, but happy to be here.
We do what we can, right?
That's right.
When people talk about allocation and budget, I think everyone's aware that the state has had its budget troubles over the last several years. But SIU's picture really came into focus this spring as the two main campuses of SIU, Carbondale and Edwardsville, started to talk about just how much money the state gives and how that should be split up. Is that part of the reason that you're here?
Well, yes. There was some talk early in session about some legislation that was going to shift appropriation dollars from Carbondale to Edwardsville, and it was pretty testy, as you can imagine. One of the things that I wanted to do as the chair of higher education in the House and a member of our House Higher Education Working Group that's really working hard to study all of these issues is to say, hey, let's put the brakes on that. Let's have some hearings in Carbondale and Edwardsville. Let's hear from what the community has to say about these issues and talk about SIU's system appropriation in general. So I'm hoping that people will come on out today at 1 o'clock here in Carbondale and 10 o'clock tomorrow because we want to hear from them. I mean, this is really like a listening tour where we want to hear from the people that this impacts the most. I'll tell you, one of the things that I've wanted to do as the chair of higher education is to, stop the disinvestment in our state universities as a general assembly and increase funding to all of our universities. I think this is something about making our state strong, our systems strong, and that's how we're going to lift up the entire state is by getting back to investing in our higher education.
We're seeing across the board cuts coming not just to SIU as a system, but we heard last week that Western Illinois University, for example, is also making changes based on the money that it has available. You can't make a lot of changes to the budget that's in place for this fiscal year, but what do you see on the horizon and what are you hearing from state lawmakers?
Well, you know, what I see, unless we do our job in the General Assembly, and that's get back to properly funding our universities, and understand we have significantly disinvested in our universities since the early 2000s. It goes back to 2000, 2001 that this disinvestment has been occurring. It didn't happen overnight. And so the conversation amongst the legislators in a bipartisan, bicameral way is how do we fix this? And how do we get those butts back in seats? And that one, we got to find a way to better fund all of our universities. That's the entire SIU system and other universities throughout the state. How do we get the butts back in seats? I was happy that the governor signed my bill, House Bill 5020, last week, which prioritizes four-year MAP grants. Tomorrow, the governor's going to sign our new AIM High Scholarship, which creates a $50 million scholarship program. We want to get students back into our state, back into the seats, into great universities like Southern Illinois University. And honestly, I've been so happy to ride around town the last day and a half and see what's going on here in Carbondale. It's a great place to come and get your education.
There was a lot of controversy between SIU Carbondale and SIU Edwardsville over the last 6 months when it came to, as I said before, how the state allocation is distributed between the two campuses. As we've seen, enrollment decline here in Carbondale, a big challenge that administrators say they're continuing to work on. The enrollment has gone up in Edwardsville. How involved should the state be in a system allocation like this?
Well, I think from a policy perspective, we can get involved and say we want to keep the system strong. And we can back that up by putting some money behind the talk. With regard to those issues, the Board of Trustees really is going to have to address that issue. I think we make their job easier if we give them the funding to do their job. Right now, they're I think they're pinching pennies and just like everyone looking under couch cushions for extra change to try to make ends meet. And so I think we've kind of created that environment by underfunding our universities.
And again, you can come and see and hear and include your own testimony in the House Higher Education Committee's special meeting today. It's at 1 o'clock at the SIU Research Park. You can get more information at ilga.gov, and you can find more on our website this morning. They'll also be in Edwardsville tomorrow hearing similar testimony there. When you talk about getting more money to higher education, that's the easy part. The harder part is actually finding that money in the budget. Do you believe it's there?
Well, I think there's some opportunities ahead. I've always, since I've been in the legislature since 2013, been a proponent of a progressive and fair tax. I see that we're going to probably be talking about online shopping tax because of the U.S. Supreme Court. We're going to be talking about sports betting probably because of the Supreme Court. And, of course, there's the talk lately about the legalizing of marijuana. All of these things are revenue generators potentially. And I think we have to have some serious conversations about all of them because one of the things that we can immediately impact is our university system.
Representative Chris Welch is the chair of the Higher Education Committee in the Illinois House. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me on the show.